We can wake up. Gunners and Ali, the perfect blend in the morning.
Gunners and Ali for breakfast.
On the wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. It is going to be a good morning because I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, you're off to Homelessness Awareness Day.
I am. I'll be hitting up the Eastern Foreshore just to raise awareness for homelessness in our region. And of course, there's lots to do down there as well, including rock art, there's haircuts, you can get a manicure, some busking going on, loads of food options, including tea, coffee, and free clothing and sleeping bags, and lots of education around the subject. Plus, at noon, couch surfing.
Now, we've been collecting food and blankets and jackets for the last few weeks. We have been absolutely inundated. This year has been our best year, without a doubt.
And no, it's going to be so amazing
so
to be able to.
All those people who have made donations. Bravo. Yeah. Hope it's not going to be raining for the Homelessness Awareness Day, which of course is on today.
Well, showers are kind of like light, so it's not really heavy, and I think it's sparsely spread out across the day. And I have checked the rain radar, and there doesn't seem to be much on the rain radar at the moment.
But it does illustrate for those people who are living homeless.
That's right.
That this is the type of weather they have to live through every day. Through winter, summer, hot, heat, rain.
We were talking this morning about you bought yourself a new jacket and I've got this really amazing scarf because I wore this because I knew I was going to be going out in the cold this morning after 8 o'clock. I'm heading down to the Eastern Foreshore, the Homelessness Awareness Day and everything. And I thought, I've rugged up. I've got the luxury of reaching into my cupboard and grabbing this amazing woolen scarf that someone bought me for Christmas.
Yep.
And just like you said, it's like people are out there in this weather. So this is why this is such an amazing day that we have in our community and loads of organisations get behind this. So come on down and see what these amazing organisations do, and also free tea, coffee and breakfast for those that are in need in our Peel region.
Yep, fantastic day, and we're looking forward to hearing from you as you head on down there right about 40 minutes from now. I'm here in the studio, but Ali's at Homelessness Awareness Day and she joins us on the line right now. Morning, Ali.
Hello. Yeah, I'm down here on the Eastern Foreshore. More than 30 service providers are setting up for, obviously, Homelessness Awareness Day. So people are just starting to roll up. It starts around 8:30 officially. And the main goal of today, Gunners, is to raise awareness amongst our community about issues surrounding homelessness and to connect people in need, of course, because there's lots of different services available here. There's Bridging the Gap, the St. Vinny's, the West Oz Crisis Centre, East Lake Church is down here, and we've got the food bank as well. Loads more. Now, we at The Wave and our sister station, Coast FM, have collected 7 vanfuls of donations from all of you guys, amazing listeners. So a huge thank you to everyone who dropped off blankies and sleeping bags and clothes, non-perishable items and toiletries, because these are all here for those who are in need today being given out.
And a special shout out to Meryl from South Yandurup, who yesterday came in with a bag full of crochet beanies. She's been working on these beanies for weeks and was up late on Tuesday night to finish them off. All up there, 100 beanies.
That's amazing. Yeah. Good on you, Meryl.
An amazing story. And Meryl, you are an amazing woman. 100 beanies crocheted by hand and given away for the Homelessness Awareness Day.
So yesterday I talked about starfish. Today I'm going with a seahorse.
Okay, they're pretty cool as well.
They are so cool. Seahorses are monogamous, which means they like just one partner. So they're very faithful. They're life mates, if you will. And they travel in pairs holding each other's tails.
Oh.
And do you know what I really like about seahorses?
The males give birth?
Well, no, the female gives birth, but the male carries the babies.
Right. Is that the part you like?
I love that part. And then they look after the babies. And then the mummy seahorse just gets to do a thing.
Days of Our Lives, box of chocolates and wine?
Is that what your mum used to do?
No.
It's very cliche, Gunners.
It is a bit, isn't it? What do you do?
Now it's just Netflix and Sheila boxer shapes and wine.
There you go. Wasn't far off.
No. And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave. My hard word today is imbroglio.
Imbroglio?
Not to be confused with Natalie Imbruglia.
Is it something to do with being torn?
I'll tell you what it could be. A, a complicated mix-up. B, an Asian palace. Or C, an oil painting style. Imbroglio. Nothing's fine, I'm torn.
Imbroglio. Oh, look, it could be any one of those.
I know, it really could. I actually didn't know what this was until I researched the word.
Okay, I'm getting rid of Asian palace.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I can't decide between A and C, but I think I'm going to go with a painting style. I'm going to go for C.
You're going to go with C. Interesting. That would make you absolutely incorrect because
no,
it's a complicated mix-up.
No.
Just like what you've had with this word. Oh.
Bugger.
Gunners had an imbroglio when trying to decide what that word meant.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.